The net effect of this explosion in availability and depth of genetic testing is that we're finding many unexpected things. From one of the earliest studies, which examined patients referred for genetic testing who had met the criteria for Lynch syndrome evaluation, about 10% had a mutation, and about 2/3 were negative for a mutation. But almost 20% had a variant of uncertain significance. That is, its relationship to a human disease wasn't established. Even more interesting were unexpected mutations, such as patients who might have had Lynch syndrome, but instead were found to have a polyposis gene mutation, or vice versa. Another study showed similar findings. A third of the patients in the study with Lynch syndrome actually had more than 20 polyps, even though the prevailing belief was that Lynch syndrome produced hereditary non-polyposis colorectal cancer. The phenotypes we use are probably a lot more restrictive than the patients who actually carry these syndromes.